In a recession, being tried and tested can be better than being the big new thing. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. In one of the old Gunsmoke revival movies of the late 1980s, a group of young outlaws about to face off with an elderly retired Marshal Matt Dillon and his friends cautions one of his overconfident comrades with an observation something along the lines of, "You know how you get to be old? By staying alive a long time." Now that aerospace is mired in a worldwide recession, some newcomers to general aviation may be making the same observation about the established industry players they hoped to render obsolete. Fresh faces and Russian investors are great, but Heritage and Limited Debt are looking pretty stylish in 2009. Today, in the first of two parts, we present the observations of Jim Bass, CEO of Piper Aircraft, starting with a brief look back at how quickly the economy turned a few months ago.
In 2008, we had a spectacular year with the introduction of our new model, the Matrix. We had record sales in 2008. In July, we peaked at an employment level of about 1,250 employees. However, during the summer, with the several failing financial institutions, we began to worry about a softening market starting in the beginning of Q3. And while our sales were not deteriorating at that time, we felt that they were gathering dark clouds and that they were going to have an impact on the market. We weren't certain how impactful those events were going to be or how long they would last. However, we took actions very early on once we began to see or feel, based on the events that were transpiring last summer, that the market was heading downward. As a consequence, we prepared ourselves by only building inventory that the market was going to absorb. We were very careful not to build inventory and stuff the distribution channel with excessive inventory. At the same time, we began to reduce our workforce and try and prepare ourselves for what we thought was going to be a very difficult Q1 09. As you know probably by now with the gamma numbers, Piper Aircraft was one of the only companies in general aviation to grow in Q4 while the entire market actually shrunk. However, we did so very carefully and very methodically, only making sure that what we sold into the marketplace, there was an actual retail demand for. And then going into Q1, we were somewhat surprised at the speed at which the market deaccelerated. In fact, many of our dealers and even my competitors reported things such as the phone just isn't ringing, or we did virtually no demos this week. And we saw in the beginning of the year that the markets almost seemed to be frozen. Now, since that time, things have begun to thaw. With improving weather, as well as a better understanding of what the president's stimulus package means, specifically the ability to have bonus depreciation on purchases, as well as a better understanding of taxation policies, we've begun to see demand pick up. We have not seen them resume to 2008 levels, but we are encouraged with the way the market seems to be developing as we head towards summer. We still have plane sales. Our distribution channels are healthy. Piper has got a very strong balance sheet, and we have a series of very innovative announcements to make coming up in the next few months. But we're excited by the market and our position in the market. We think we're well positioned. We think we're dominating the sixth place category, and we see ourselves as being a survivor. We're not exactly sure how deep or long this recession will last. However, we believe that we will absolutely make it out the other end of this recession. The market has been brutal to people who have been over-leveraged. Piper is not over leveraged. We've run this company very conservatively and very carefully, and we watch our pennies very wisely. At the same time, we're always looking towards the future.
The current recession is not the only threat facing the U.S. aviation industry. More with Jim Bass of Piper Aircraft in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR22 GTS, Cirrus's premium luxury ride that has come to define Cirrus aircraft as one of the world's elite. Every dream option from supple leather seats to an exhilarating 310 horsepower performance and speed come standard, giving new meaning to the phrase fully loaded. When flying the SR22 GTS, getting there is truly more than half the fun. To learn more, call 888-750-9000 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design. Clarity Aloft headsets employ patented Comply Canal tips, composed of soft viscoelastic foam, the same foam tips used in advanced hearing aids. More than simple earplugs, these foam tips provide full-spectrum noise reduction and outstanding attenuation. This advanced technology is lab-tested, proving that viscoelastic passive noise reduction is superior to active noise reduction. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. Piper CEO Jim Bass is looking ahead. Once we see aviation come through the recession, what other threats does the industry face?
I think there are three broad categories that are going to either secure the future of general aviation or put it in a position that it is doomed to follow the way of many other industries. Those three areas involve litigation, taxation, and regulation. On the front of litigation, tort reform in our industry is absolutely essential for OEMs or manufacturers to be able to invest in the future. Right now, the tort courts are out of control, and it makes it very difficult for long-term investors to put significant capital in an industry where it appears it's a plaintiff attorney's playground. On the area of taxation, we need to continue to encourage domestic manufacturing and design. We are in an industry which we are confronted by global competitors, and we have to make sure that we don't put the industry at a disadvantage compared to our global competitors. And when it comes to regulation, there are a number of issues that are critical to general aviation. One is the usage tax, which is absolutely would be very harmful to the industry. The other is a low lead gas. Right now, as you know, there's no direct replacement for low lead gas. Diesel technology, while available, is not omnipresent, nor is it ready for prime time. There are alternatives to it. However, the technical difficulties with no lead gas is fairly substantial right now. And I think those three areas we need to make sure that we are keeping on top of. Some of the these agendas in these three areas are being driven politically, not technically. For example, the amount of pollution that general aviation contributes to air pollution is virtually nil. It's de minimis to the point where the kind of oversight regulation in this area has no benefit for people in the U.S., but it has very dire consequences for the people who work in the industry. In total, general aviation employs millions of people with high-paying jobs. And what's at stake here is not just a way of life, but also the incomes for tens of thousands of high-paying, high-skilled wage earners. And I think we need to be on top of this because, as we can see, sometimes legislation can be passed in a a malicious or vindictive way to simply cover the political whims at the time. And we need to be very, very careful and very diligent that somebody doesn't legislate, tax, or sue this industry out of existence.
Tomorrow, in part two, why tough economic times create a competitive advantage for Piper. We've made part two available immediately, so you don't necessarily have to wait till tomorrow. Jim Bass is the CEO of Piper Aircraft. Find out more at www.piper.com. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.